This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my beloved children. If you lose something, yes, you become sad. And we always want it back. And sometimes we want better than what we had. Now, it's easy if you were to lose something material, something worth, you know, monetary value. It's worth a few dollars or a few cents. It's easy to lose that. Easier to lose that. But when it comes to losing a person, it becomes very difficult. Some of you may have lost some of your parents, maybe one or both of your parents. May Allah make it easy for you. Some may have lost your siblings, meaning your brothers or sisters. Or some of you might have lost uncles and aunts and people you were close to. Now, you might have lost your grandpa, your granny. May Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus. Pray for them, because that's the best thing that you can do. So, yes, it's normal to cry sometimes, but you need to have hope. Hope that what? That Allah will forgive them and grant them paradise, and that we are going to be united with them. So the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, at times he visited the graveyard where people are buried. And he used to tell them, Assalamu alaikum, ahl al-diyari, min al-mu'minina wal-muslimina. You know, peace be upon you, those who are dwelling here from among the believers and the submitters. And we, insha'Allah, insha'Allah means by the will of Allah, will be joining you soon. Subhanallah, we will be joining you soon. أَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ لَنَا وَلَكُمْ الْعَافِيَةِ. I ask Allah to grant afiyah to you and to us. So what is al-afiyah? Al-afiyah is a very good condition. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the best condition. That of success, that of goodness, that of purity, that of chastity, that of, you know, everything good. So here al-afiyah is Allah save you from all harm, from calamity, from torture, from torment, from punishment. May Allah save you. It's a beautiful dua. أَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ لَنَا وَلَكُمُ الْعَافِيَةِ. May Allah safeguard us from all evil and harm. Okay? So, if that's the prayer, and we're telling them we're going to soon be joining you, what you need to know is, when someone passes away from your family, it's not the end of them. Maybe you might not see them for the few years that you continue to be on earth. But one day when we go back in the same way they went back, we will meet by the will of Allah. We will definitely be united if Allah wills. So what should we do? In the meantime, I feel sad for a while, and every time I miss them, I might cry a little bit. Sometimes it happens. Don't cry too much, because you have to have hope that you're going to be meeting them. So that's a good thing. But if you happen to shed a tear or two, it's normal. You're just a human being. And you have feelings and you love them. So that's okay. But what you should also be doing mainly is seek the forgiveness for them. Your father, your mother, your brother or sister, whoever else it may be. The Muslimin, we seek forgiveness for each other. Always, always. And we always say, oh Allah, forgive them. Have mercy on them. Grant them paradise. That prayer, that dua, is the most powerful gift you can give the dead person. What is it? Oh Allah, forgive them, have mercy on them, grant them Jannah, grant them paradise. That is an amazing gift. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Now, you need to realize that when we miss someone, Allah wants us to do something. Now, like I said, the best thing you could ever do is just to pray for them and keep praying, repeat it. If I were to ask you something repeatedly and I tell you, please give me this, please give me this, please give me this, you might be irritated with me. Why are you asking me so many times? You're going to say. But Allah works the other way around. When you ask Him more, He loves it even more. He says, oh, look at my worshipper. He wants it. He wants it so desperately, mashallah. And He believes in me. He knows I am the one who's going to give this to Him. So you ask Allah, when you ask Allah, repeat it so much. Say, oh Allah, grant them forgiveness. Oh Allah, forgive my father. Oh Allah, grant him paradise. Oh Allah, have mercy on him. Oh Allah, make it easy for him. Oh Allah, unite us with him. These are beautiful du'as. So inshallah, I thought I'd make a very short video to say, when you lose a loved one, the best gift you can give them is to pray for them. And then you need to have hope that you're going to be united with them. And that's from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then you need to know that Allah is most merciful, most kind. And you need to know that when we die, we actually go to a beautiful place. If you try to be a good person, there is no way you're going to go to a bad place. You're going to go to a beautiful place, subhanAllah. Imagine you're going to meet the one who made you, subhanAllah. The one who's created entire creation, and we know he is merciful, he is kind, he is forgiving, he is compassionate, he is loving, and so on. We're going to meet with Allah one day. And inshallah, when that happens, we're going to be the happiest of people. So for now, all the difficulties we have on earth, it's okay. Just take them in your stride. You know, live the days and work hard. Do your best while you're on earth. Be the best possible person and seek the forgiveness of Allah. Not just for yourself, but for those around you, as well as those who've passed on from your family. May Allah forgive al-Muslimina wal-Muslimat wal-Mu'minina wal-Mu'minat, the submitters, the believers. May Allah grant every one of us Jannatul Firdaus. أقول قولي هذا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.